Hi, Cliff. This is Deanna Contreras with PG&E.
Oh, fantastic. I was hoping it was going to be you. So thank you so much for calling me back. I really appreciate that. Power went out here in Humboldt County around 1:30 in the morning, 1:20 in the morning. We've been told to expect power could be out between 3 and 5 days. Is that still the case?
Yes, that is still the case. We proactively shut off the power because of the severe wind event that we're expecting to move through the area, the Northern California area, today through about noon tomorrow, through noon Thursday, and we can't start the restoration process until after that severe weather passes. And we start inspecting the lines then by helicopter in the air, on boots on the ground, if looking for any damage, and then we have to repair the damage before we can restore everyone. Now, not everyone's going to be restored all at the same time. You know, it'll be, you know, where there's less damage and where we're able to inspect and where the weather has moved through and that sort of thing.
So this is an abundance of caution, from what I understand, correct? Just to make sure that there's no damage to the lines from the wind?
That's right. Yeah, this was a precautionary measure to reduce wildfire risk during this forecasted severe wind event that's coming through our area.
How much wind is expected? I mean, it seems pretty calm right now.
Yeah, well, especially in Humboldt County, you may not experience the severe weather and the wind and dry conditions because it might be happening further on down the transmission line that feeds Humboldt County. You have two transmission lines that feed Humboldt County up towards like the Red Bluff and Redding area.
Okay.
So the decision to turn off power was based on forecasts of dry, hot, and windy weather, including potential fire risk. And so based on the latest weather forecasts and models, we anticipate that the weather event will last through midday Thursday with peak winds forecasted today through Thursday morning, reaching up to 60 to 70 miles per hour at the higher elevation.
Now, I've lived in Humboldt County, California my whole life, Humboldt County, the past 25 years. I've never seen anything like this happen before. Is this a reaction to the Camp Fire, the Paradise Fire?
Well, this is to keep our community safe. This is because of the extreme weather and the extreme fire risk that we've been seeing, and those devastating fires in 2017 and 2018 have made it clear that more must be done about this extreme weather and with greater urgency. And so PG&E did implement this program, this public safety power shutoff program, and last year in 2018 to help mitigate those fire risks.
Is this expected to be the new norm if anytime there's going to be high winds?
Well, this is more than just high winds, Cliff. This is a severe wind event. Meteorologists are saying that they have not seen a wind event like this for a couple years. Hmm. And, you know, we have been trying to educate everyone and let everyone know about the program since we did start the program. And we did anticipate shutting off power several times a year in our service territory, not just in Humboldt County, but throughout our service area because of the increase in the extreme weather that we're seeing.
Okay. I've had several of my listeners ask. We have a power plant on Humboldt Bay. It's run by natural gas. It originally was nuclear, but that went away a long time ago. I understand that does feed into the grid, but people are asking me, why can't that be used to power our local needs here?
Yeah, so it's complicated because of the transmission lines that are running through Humboldt County. Mm-hmm. We proactively are turning off, you know, certain amount of those lines. So the Humboldt Bay Generation Station is, you know, we were looking at ways to use it to keep the power on, but just the way that the grid works, it just doesn't work that way. I don't know the technical term for it, but I do know we were looking at possibly somehow using the Humboldt Bay Generation Station to generate Humboldt County, but it's just the way the grid works because, you know, we're turning off certain transmission and distribution lines. It just is not going to be able to work. I don't know the technical term of it, but, I mean, again, it is very possible that customers, you know, may be affected by a power shutoff in other areas, too, where they're not experiencing extreme weather conditions in their specific location, not just in Humboldt County, but in other areas too. And it's just because the electric system relies on power lines working together to provide, you know, electricity across the whole county, cities,
sure,
regions, and whatnot. Yeah.
Now, I understand.
I don't have a more detailed explanation
no,
for
that's
you.
Fine.
We did look at that, but it just didn't work just the way that the with the transmission line that's coming in. Now, definitely, we'll be looking at that in the future, but, it just didn't happen by last night. Sorry.
Yeah, understood. Now, from what I understand, the way the power grid is set up, and it's kind of old-fashioned at this point, it's not really set up for, things like that and things like home generation. A lot of people have their own home solar. From what I understand, it needs to kind of, the whole grid needs to be upgraded to be more flexible with regard to that. When that happens, would this kind of flexibility be possible in the future?
The short answer is yes, that will help. So solar customers do need, let me address that first. Solar customers, mm-hmm, customers do need to have an emergency plan because when the grid is turned off, the solar will be turned off too. Mm-hmm. Unless you have storage, methods of storage. So I know that's a misconception that solar customers, mm-hmm, will be impacted. So that's that. And then there is a lot of what we call system hardening happening throughout the North Coast, which is bigger lines, stronger conductor that'll hold up, to bigger trees, stronger poles, replacing wood poles with steel poles. It's what we call system hardening. There is a lot of that going on along the North Coast to build a more resilient grid.
Okay. And I can't see the entire county. I live in the Eureka area. I'm coming to you from Ferndale right now. The whole area was dark this morning when I came in. Is all of Humboldt County affected?
There are several portions of Humboldt County that are impacted. Right now, there are about... 66,000 customers in Humboldt County impacted.
That's pretty much the whole county. that sounds like it to me.
62,000. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the biggest areas that are impacted are Eureka. There are about 23,846 customers with Eureka addresses impacted.
Mm-hmm.
About 10,310 customers with Arcata addresses impacted. And then where you are in Ferndale, there are about 2,000 customers impacted. Fortuna, 6,600 customers. Garberville, 1,400. I'm just picking the largest areas that I see. Rio Dell, about 1,600. Redway, about 1,000. And then all the way up to Trinidad, about 1,500. Willow Creek, about 1,300. So even the rural areas of Willow Creek are being impacted.
Mm-hmm. So when you say customer, you don't mean people. You mean like a house would be a customer, correct?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. correct. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. So when we say customers, that's basically accounts.
Right.
Or meters, so businesses and residents doesn't necessarily mean the amount of people, the amount of residents impacted.
Right, because Humboldt County in general has a population of just under 130,000. So, but there's multiple people living at single meters. Okay, so that sounds like pretty much virtually the entire county is impacted.
Well, when I was looking at the outage maps earlier, I know our website is experiencing problems, and we do apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an outage map, pge.com/outages, that will show you the pockets. And a lot of it was around the bay, not along the coast, but around the main populated areas, Arcata, Eureka, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you said before, we really can't expect the power to be down for 3 to 5 days still. Is that correct?
Well, we can't start the process until tomorrow afternoon because, again, the peak winds are forecasted from Wednesday morning, this morning, through Thursday morning, and again, reaching 60 to 70 miles per hour is what we're forecasting. So after that severe weather passes, then we can start the restoration process. So then we can start inspecting the lines for any damage and start turning the power back on. When it's safe to do so, obviously some lines will be turned on and powered back up sooner than other lines if there isn't any damage. But we'll be inspecting with helicopters in the sky, with ground crews, boots on the ground. We have a lot of resources, Cliff, that we're putting putting onto this, so everyone is restored safely and as quickly as possible. I mean, we understand that this is a huge impact on Humboldt County. We understand that the impact that this has, and you know, all of our employees, 23,000 PG&E employees, are focused right now on getting past this wind event and getting everyone restored as safely and as quickly as possible.
When is the wind event expected to be over? When is it expected to pass?
Tomorrow morning, the peak winds for tomorrow morning. So once they get the all clear that it's safe to start inspections on the ground and in the sky, in the air, helicopters, then, you know, that's when we'll start that starts the re-energization process.
Okay. And just to put it in perspective, what other counties are being affected aside from Humboldt?
So about midnight last night, we started the first phase of shutting off power proactively for safety to approximately 800,000 customers.
Wow.
in about 34 counties, Humboldt County just being one of them. So this first phase impacted about 513,000 customers. So right now about 513,000 customers are impacted. And then the second phase will begin about noon today. This is all following the severe weather. So another couple hundred thousand customers will be impacted in the second phase. And then we're considering a third phase.
Wow.
To de-energize the remaining of those 800,000 customers.
That is big. That is really big. Thank you so much for calling me back and getting us this information.
Yes, thank you, Cliff.
All righty. There you go. PG&E letting us know that, indeed, we could literally be without power for the next 3 to 5 days. So button up, people.